Remember the passion you felt doing that particular thing you always loved to do when you were a kid? Whether it was to laugh or to love or to explore, to play or create. Those passions weren't just you being a kid. They were gifts of clarity. They're the desires of your heart authentically expressed. Hi, I'm Courtney Cole, and this is the Love Freak Podcast, where we remember who we really are and what we've come to this planet to create. It's here we make a choice, love or fear. It's here we choose to vibrationally realign ourselves with the truth of our essence, love, 528 hertz, the love frequency, which therefore allows us to realign with conscious healing, authenticity, and creativity. Don't freak out. This is your true nature.
What's up, guys? I hope that you are having a lovely week thus far. Thank you so much for being here once again and for continuing to listen and for showing up with me to learn and dive deeper within ourselves and grow beyond what we've come to know about this world. It means the world to me that you're here with me, alongside of me. You have no idea. I am super excited to get rolling today on the podcast. I've been on fire with all of these discussions that I've been having with all these incredible people, and I'm ready to keep it going. So here we go. Here we go. Imagine every day being your absolute best day. Can you imagine that? Imagine being able to wake up and knowing your day was going to be great no matter the events that transpire. How would that change your daily, your weekly, your monthly, your yearly outlook if each day was able to be your best day? Well, we are about to find that out. Today is the day that we can find that out. I'm bringing you one of my best friends and the founder of the lifestyle and clothing brand, Another Best Day. His name is Brett Hughes. And Brett is one of the most gifted guys you'll ever meet. Give him any task and he will do his absolute best to make it awesome. And I swear to you, he will deliver every single time. He's an entrepreneur, growing businesses left and right through brand partnerships. Like, he's the ultimate connector. He knows everyone, I swear. He's a college All-American and national lacrosse champion and a 10-year professional athlete, all which led him to develop an organization called Lacrosse the Nations, which gives children in need the opportunity to play the sport, but also the ability to learn important life skills to give them hope and opportunity. He's a big service guy and he's a big traveler, which led him to develop this brand in particular, Another Best Day, while volunteering in Nicaragua. Brett, you are a force, my friend. I'm so happy that you're here today.
My hype girl. I need to like bring you along and have you introduce me just going into random meetings.
I like that. I'll be your hype girl. Come on. Everybody needs a hype person, right? So can you tell us just like a little bit about Another Best Day? I kind of like, you know, did a brief synopsis, but can you give us the overall view, how it started and where it is today?
Sure. So first off, I'm the co-founder. I always want to make sure that that is established, because it wouldn't be what it is without the other side of it. A guy named David Campbell, who was on my first trip. So where Lacrosse the Nations was founded was out of Managua, Nicaragua. And in our trip down there, David and I met, and just one of those moments where you're like, oh, where have you been? Like, you know, we were supposed to meet a long time ago, but how cool is it that we met here? Cause we're so like-minded and also have such a cool yin and yang. And really what happened was we spent 10 days down there on our first trip. And when you come home from trips like that, you're just amped, right? You're trying to figure out how to help. You're trying to listen more than anything, trying to be invited into conversations. And all of it, when it works, leads to this just incredible, overwhelming feeling of like joy, right? Where you just feel like every day you wake up and it's this purpose. It's not easy, but you're just excited. And we were flying home to kind of skip through some of the story. Like, because the story in between there is lacrosse the nations for another time. But David and I were on a flight home, and DeCam looks at me, and we were just like, how do you keep this going? Like, we don't want to leave this down here. Like, we woke up every day, and it certainly wasn't easy. David got the name the Cabeza because he split his head on an air conditioning unit and had to go to a little hospital down the street
that's horrible.
Yeah, and just, you know, navigated his way through and had a bunch of stitches in like what looked like kind of just someone's bedroom, which was a little private hospital.
That's not a good thing.
It's like it became this story, his resilience through that, his ability to kind of, I remember the conversation when he came back and we were kind of like, hey, listen, we've been going all day. We've been in this trash dump community that was, you know, really hot, fires everywhere, emotionally just draining. And then something like that happens and DeCam just kind of was like, wait, no, there's no choice here. We're going back in, we're gonna help, we're gonna serve. The community is there, and let's keep working with them.
Wow.
And so
that's impressive.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
I think it's really a big foundation to what we, when we were flying home and connecting, I think in like Houston before we both went our separate ways, and we're like, let's just keep kicking this around. Like, why can't those views of the world? And it wasn't easy, and it wasn't simply the most relaxing. It was just, we were working towards something, and we ideated and shared emails, and I flew to Vermont. He was living in Vermont at the time. And we just kicked around this thing that kept us up all the time of like, what would you call it even if we just start there? And so it had a couple names and whatever, but then I forget who or how said it, probably late into the night. It's like we're fighting for a best day. And, you know, it's like every day we're just trying to, the pursuit of that is what was cool about Nicaragua. It wasn't easy. And we were figuring out a lot, but there was such beauty and fun in that. And it had all these elements. So another best day kind of came out of that. And
it came out of serving.
It did. I mean, I think
showing up.
I think so. Right. At least the conversation did.
Yeah. And so when you were in Nicaragua, like, what was it like there? You said that it was kind of like the slums a little bit, like not a great area. Like what were the people like? Like, were they inspiring? Tell me.
I mean, all of those are yes, but then you start to shift your, the way you look at it, right? Where you kind of come down there wanting to serve and help. And I find service is a word that often needs to be explained, because service is not to be confused with it's really meeting people where they are and allowing them to serve you, because that's truly what ends up happening, is we're down there trying to help this community and finding ways, but we're the ones getting worked on every day, right?
Absolutely. And you know, like service too, like, I love your view on it too, but it's also like it's people showing up for each other, right? It's like you're serving, you're going down there just to show up as you, you know what I mean? It's like, you don't even have to try. You're just showing up as you to serve the best way that you can. And everybody's going to have their individual way that they serve differently. That's going to be helpful and useful. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I just think service is a neat thing. Just it like a natural thing, you know?
Well, I think it's a great way to travel if it's pure. It puts you in a really cool spot to learn. And you know, you mentioned the outward nature of where we were, which was called La Chureca, and it's since shut down to some degree, but it was a trash dump community. And so one of the guys we were down there with did a really good job of kind of saying, like, we be careful to look at this and with the correct bifocals, right? Because while financially and, you know, these people are living, working, eating in a trash dump, it's why we really got started trying to find ways to serve this community. But the people and their life was beautiful, and they had joy, and they had family, and they cared about people, and the circumstances made them make some bad choices at times, and and they needed help. But what they needed is help with respect to the fact that they have a lot figured out that we don't.
Because I'm curious to know what those things are.
Yeah, well, think about if you could wake up and be 9 years old and you know, or 12 years old and be working in a trash dump, literally with fires all around you, picking up trash to sell for next to nothing to go home to a house made out of, you know, tin roof from the trash dump, but still have joy, still understand, still play with, you know, play sports and skip the rock down the creek or do whatever it was, you know, love their family, laugh. We get consumed sometimes where, like, you know, my buddy always said, like, we have our own trash dumps, right? We just maybe it is money and success and things, and you know, we're consumed by those, and it looks different because maybe you've got a big house, maybe you've got a nice car, but they're pure, and they still are. Just so they teach me every time, and we now exist in two communities there, one in Panama and one Colombia, and it's always a lesson both ways. And so I feel like we're always careful to make sure that there's so much that can be taught with the basics of life, which is really what those people were limited to, and they deserve more. But amazing to see, just, we hear about, like, you know, COVID's a bad example because it's a real thing everyone's going through, but you know, people get like seasonal depression after a week of snow.
Right. Probably I do.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, and I'm not judging any of that, actually. I'm just more saying that, like, imagine being able to wake up in that, like, people get mad about a bad hotel. People, like, we spend a lot of time kind of thinking about what it could be, and to see them, I'm sure I know that there's ambition there, but I also, it was amazing to just see, like, oh God, we've got everything we need.
So do you think that it's almost like having more stuff and having more things surrounding us, more money and everything, like, it really just feels like it blocks us from a lot of truth and stuff, because we just want more, like, more stuff breeds more stuff, right? And then it just kind of separates us from just what actually is, you know. Yeah. there's joy in every moment. There's so much, but when you feel like you're in lack all the time because you have so much stuff around you and you're judging, you know, grass is greener always at the neighbor's house. Yeah. Or whatever, it's hard to really see it.
Yeah,
you know, like, like, what do you think it is? Like, why,
well,
where do you
money?
Think these people are able to find, yeah, but how are these people able to find, like, this hope and this pure joy when literally everything is just kind of chaotic and everything's in disarray?
Well, there's I don't know who the quote belongs to, but money really kind of, like, makes you more of what you already are. Now, you could probably point to a situation where it's not true, but if you have these thoughts and you don't kind of have kind of priorities and purpose aligned, and you just go out to make a lot of money, and maybe there's a part of you that kind of gets exacerbated. But if you do have that, there's a lot of people who make a lot of money who know why they make money, and it allows them to do more for people, right? The money is just it's just a tool to do more. And, you know, running a nonprofit, I see that every day. I see people of incredible means who have incredible values, and they know why they make money. And it's not to buy more stuff. It's to, you know, it's to help more people to do more. And also, they literally love what they do, and money is a byproduct. So if I flip that on its ear and go down to Nicaragua in this community where nobody, you know, maybe there's people probably making in the trash dump a dollar a day, you know, through the middlemen who collect the trash. And there's a lot of really negative, heavy stuff that goes on in that as a byproduct of kind of the ecosystem built around those. And, you know, I encourage anyone to learn about it, because those are really tough worlds to live in. But I think the flip side is these people still understand, like, we're amazing creatures as humans who can, who really, if Maslow's hierarchy to some degree is met, the building blocks of that are the people and the family and you know, health, and some of those things are there and some aren't. And people are resilient, they're adaptive, and they're just, I've learned so much from that endeavor that's over 10 years old now. Wow. That has been remarkable. And like I said, it's the ethos to why David and I had this conversation that turned into Another Best Day, which, like us, is a little bit in metamorphosis to Another Best Day.
Right, right. It's such an amazing thing. And kind of like back to what you were saying, you know, about, I feel like all of that stuff is relative, where it's like, you know, that negativity, like there's a lot, I'm sure those people, if they might have a lot of joy, they might have a lot of whatever, but they have days that are terrible. They know what's terrible, right? We know what's terrible. It's just kind of on a different scale. Like there's a lot of things that come with money, and there's a lot of things that come with our lives that make our days terrible. And we have trauma. They have trauma. Like everybody's going through their own stuff, just like through a different lens. Right. So it's like
all valid.
Almost, it's all super valid, but I don't know. I just think it's interesting, like the whole thing with trauma and how, you know, like you said, like I get mad because, you know, I got yelled at some as a kid, and I go through certain traumas for that. And these kids are, like you said, coming home to a tin can with absolutely nothing, like the amount of trauma. It's like hard not to judge and say, oh my gosh, like your trauma is so much worse. But it's just interesting, the human experience and how we're all learning something different. You know, I don't really know what it all means. And, you know, if some of us are lucky and some of us just aren't, I don't know what it all means, but sure. It's just interesting.
I mean, we're shaped by our environment too, right? The conversations that we're privileged enough to have here are just not conversations that are necessarily going down in different areas, you know, to get beyond Nicaragua. They're not going on down the street from where you and I, you know, collectively live here in Los Angeles. And, you know, they say money is such a touchy thing because it's something that I don't see as evil. I just, it's neutral, right? It's how you use it. And, you know, but I do think that money is a way that you survive, but like people and experiences are, that's the way you live.
Absolutely. You know? Just kind of through your experience and kind of what you learned from all of this, in your opinion, like how do we make every day great?
So I'm going to put a little asterisk on that. So,
okay. That's a tough question.
It is. And I don't know if that's the goal, because that goal is you're going to fail, right? Like every day can't be great. And a lot of that doesn't have to do with you, but Another Best Day, the what we view it as, is it isn't passive. It's not life is good, even though that nothing about the company. It's not the statement of life is good is you know, it's passive, and this is kinetic, where I think about Another Best Day as a pursuit. And you wake up and listen, if I asked you what your best day was, and I said, don't limit it to one because you'll spend too much time trying to think of it. And there's so many best days that come up, right? You can't just pick one. Like I got married, that's 100% up there. But so was the day I met my wife. So was the day I won a lacrosse championship. But man, that got me thinking the first time I ever scored a goal or play a game. And so best days should be collected, and they shouldn't be kind of parsed out to like the one ultimate one. And the other through line that I hear with everyone is, it's never been the day that you just sat and got like a mudslide of pina coladas into your mouth at beside a pool, which is probably
that's a great day,
probably awesome. But a lot of the best days of our life, there's like bruises to show for it, right? You know, and David, we worked for 12 hours in this community, and he split his head open, and there was just such joy in the conversation that night, where his, you know, he felt really taken care of. And you know, those silver lining moments, man, those are my best days where like there's a little, maybe there's fear that you overcome. Mm. Maybe there's people that are there that weren't typically there and just reminded you like, man, it's really people and experiences and kind of pushing yourself. And, you know, I always think like I don't have a hero, but one of the people I really respected was Anthony Bourdain. And you know,
Being around. Gone too soon.
And you know, he has a statement that says like, without new ideas, success becomes stale. And I always took that as like a cool way to think about once you attain something that you think is great, right? Like some guy loves adrenaline, jumps off and free jumps off of a Eiffel Tower. And then someone else he's like, man, that was awesome. And I really put so much time and effort to get mentally focused and mentally there. And someone like Felix Baumgartner says, well, I'm going to jump out of outer space.
That's right.
He goes and does it.
That guy's crazy.
And that was probably one of his best days, but I would be really interested to see how many he collected, how many best days he collected leading up to the moment where everyone's going to point to. But there were probably moments where he had breakthroughs that were so intense and amazing for him that by the time he jumped off of that, he was ready, right? Like the breakthrough, the work are all part of that. And I think that that's some of the best days with my wife were not the days we woke up and didn't have any argument and agreed on everything and everything went perfect and the house was somehow made. And it's times where we work through stuff together. So I think that is the root of a great day is a great day, but the pursuit of another best day allows you to get up and say, I feel like hell. But if I'm going to wear, as David always says, like wear your worldview, I'm going to believe right now that my worldview is my back hurts and I lost my job. But that's just going to make your back hurt and your job loss feel terrible. And I think that it should. I'm not one of the people who's just going to say like, be happy because happy people are happy. I'm going to say like, yeah, that's valid. But what's the pursuit look like? You can ice your knee and then get back on the run. If you need to sit down for a second in the middle of a marathon, that's fine. It's a long run. So, but the idea, the pursuit of it is what I think makes another best day resonate with so many people.
Yeah. There's a thing I think, you know, that there's this kind of like false optimism people have where it's like, we're supposed to be happy all the time, you know? And I think you can have too much optimism where it's like, I don't know. It just kind of covers up everything that's actually going on. People have this false optimism that they feel like they have to show so that they don't have to see the stuff that's kind of happening like super deep down. Yeah. So it's like, if you're waking up every morning, you're going, oh, it's another best day. And you're not really taking in everything that's kind of going on within you, that it's just false. And we're not always having the best day. We are having things going on. People are suffering, people are dying, our loved ones are leaving. Like there's things that are constantly happening, but it seems like it's really just a choice. And it seems like just because something bad is going on doesn't mean that it has to be a bad day. I really believe that, you know, challenge and struggle is really an opportunity for us to dive deeper into ourselves and to heal ourselves. And I think that's the pursuit, right? Because when we're able to heal those things, when we're able to face ourselves with kind of what is, that is the pursuit of that is leading us to kind of that next mountaintop moment, right? Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, you were a huge part of my transition from Nashville to LA. For you guys who don't know, I actually lived with Brett and his wife, Kate, for like three months.
We moved
months.
To Nashville, caught the fish, and then dragged you back with us when we moved.
I know. Which, by the way, thank you. Still, I still feel like I owe you like you all got, my gratitude. But that was a really hard time for me. I mean, there was a lot kind of going on in that time. And like, in the moment, I was probably sitting there thinking, yep, these are not probably my best days. But looking back and seeing the healing and how much self-discovery and strength and bravery that I found within myself within those times, the healing that it just really pulled out of me, that led me to finding love for new things, finding new endeavors, led me to this podcast. It's like those days that I thought were my worst days really are, looking back, some of my best days. If I think about it, I'm like, God, what would have happened to me if I wouldn't have had those days?
Yeah. I remember conversations that we had where you were exhausted and not feeling like you were spending enough time pursuing the thing that you wanted to pursue because you had to meet these obligations. And, you know, I remember you saying like, and I don't want to, when you were living with us for that short, short period of time, you were the most self-sufficient roommate anyone's ever had, by the way. Like, I don't, there was a part of it that like there would be days where we wouldn't really, and by design, we wanted you to have a space. We didn't want you to feel like a guest, even though I'm sure that that was impossible at some level. But I remember having conversations with you and seeing that like you found a new gear where you said, I got these obligations, I have to do this work. I really want to enjoy myself and indoctrinate myself to the beach and to, you know, if I'm going to be out here and I'm going to go through all this, I want to watch a sunset. I remember you saying something like that, and I'm going to commit to that. And you know what? Like, I do want to meet some people out here, so I have to do that. And you're staying with a married couple who has like a group of friends that you're always welcome to, but you were pushed beyond that. And then you found another gear to say like, I'm going to create a freaking documentary. And I remember you coming home being tired and then waking up the next morning, because I'm the first person up in every house, but you're up, you're at it. And I would just say that like in the moment, thinking about it, there were struggles, but like, I never remember you being super like unhappy, like in your soul, like you were tired, mm-hmm. you were frustrated. But you had purpose. You were there for a reason, and we should all just be so lucky. Happiness is a happiness and joy and positivity. While I'm a big fan of all of them, sometimes I think the word is limiting. When
it only takes limiting. You so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it only takes you so far, and there's a point in time where people say fake it till you make it or whatever. Mm. And yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I fake it till I make it every day, right?
As long as you're trying, I'll cut you there. As long as there's someone, and I've been the recipient of this, and I know Kate has, and you have for me, and I, you know, we know a lot of the same people. You can fake it, but you gotta be true to yourself. Cause if things are really wrong, like you and I both agree that you should be talking to someone. You don't have to hide exactly. that. Like, you know, I agree. Like, you can wake up and have the belief that today can be amazing. Today can be another best day. Not to like, you know, another best day is such a cool statement, but I don't want to just like, I'm not trying to shove it down your listener's throat, but just waking up and feeling the pursuit for purpose is good. It doesn't have to be your only pursuit that day. And it doesn't mean you didn't take steps forward. If at the end of the day, you look it back and you say like, not my best, Brett.
Right.
You said the wrong thing to your wife. You botched that thing at work, or, you know, you completely forgot your mom's birthday, but like, were you trying? Were you present? Were you there? So I think you can fake it till you make it, as long as you're also being honest with yourself.
Exactly. And that's kind of what I was saying, just about, man, like you can't hide who you are and what you need to heal and what you're going through under that unhealthy positivity. Like you said, it only takes you so far, you know? And I mean, I feel like a lot of times I wake up in the mornings and I get stuck in these loops sometimes of like, oh, I should have done this. Oh, I should have done that. Oh, I'm just so drained and nothing's going like the way that I want it to. And I'm like, how in the world in these moments can I have another best day? Or how can I, you know, like, and I think what you're saying is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is like,
I want to ask you right now, put you on the spot.
Feel that way.
Yeah.
Feel that way and be there. Because those things are kind of what's it's a choice and a mentality and a knowing of saying, okay, like I'm moving forward. I'm in the pursuit of building something great with my life, but I have to feel where I'm at as well. That's leading me to those next moments.
And don't think that the cocktail or the pie has one ingredient, which is you, because it's a lot of you. It's a lot of, so, you know, if I asked you, like, wouldn't take you long. If I said, give me four things you think you need to have another best day. It's a question.
Is that my question?
Just give me one.
Okay. Four things that I need. Kombucha. No, I'm just kidding.
One. Like I said, there's a lot of ingredients.
Nature. Being out in nature. Particularly paddleboarding or hiking. Quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
And making music.
Making music. And so creating.
Creating, yeah.
Being outdoors, exercising, being one with nature, stuff. Quiet time, collecting your thoughts, learning who you are. I know you mentioned paddleboarding. There's a lot of times where I think you love paddleboarding by yourself, but I've also seen how cool that little community is that you paddleboard with. So people, all boils down to these super fundamental things that we have, and so do the people in Nicaragua, right? Like, another best day is really not waiting for the promotion, right? Like, it's kind of promoting yourself to some degree, to know that your friends, your paddleboard, the tree, most of the coolest stuff, and I think we're learning this in COVID a tiny bit, under the umbrella of like, oh shit, this is tough. I'm not making light of any of that. But I think we are getting back to the basics. And when I hear you talk, and when I ask that to anyone, maybe they first rattle off, almost everyone says something like kombucha, right? It's like a winning lottery ticket. And then you're like, yeah. And then just go one step. Oh man, I would love to like spend some time with my folks. Cool, family, people. Like, it really is, the ingredients are, they taste different, and the cocktail's made a little different, but it's all kind of with the same 15
basic
things.
Needs.
Yeah. And I think those are important to tap into, because the more you rely on those, the more the game is in your court, the more you rely on more of the external things, the more you're relying on things to go your way, money and fame and status and, you know, the right car and all these things that really, like, you're going to like them, but they're not probably going to change your life.
Right.
The more you can remind yourself that, like, another best day, your best day, your best for the people around you, you know, the best I've almost ever felt probably is like, if I wake up and I'm around good people and I have good coffee and I go and I do something at the end of the day, that whether someone told me or not, I feel like I got moved in some way, like and if I want to be moved, that's usually connected to me serving, right? It's, you know, or someone doing some random act of kindness to me, right? Like an unexpected gift at an unexpected time, I think is probably one of the most powerful things on earth. A gift of a word, a gift of a note, a gift of, you know, an actual gift. I think those are the most powerful things, and all of them don't require much more than our presence and our attention to detail.
Gosh, that's good. That's a good word. Brett Hughes, my gosh.
Well,
with bringing the fire.
I woke up feeling, you know, half miserable today. So, you know, this is the point. Just, you know, have so much work, have so many things. But then I thought about my day and I was like, how cool is it that while I don't want to be on Zoom calls from 8 till, you know, I've got stuff after this, how cool is it that in the midst of this, I have a conversation I'm really looking forward to around a sport that has meant so much to me. I connect with a friend again about something business, but how cool is it that I get to talk to this person about business and help them out, and maybe there's a way to work. And then toward the tail end of my day, I get to do this with you, something that, you know, like, I appreciate so much of your energy and your heart and this, and like, okay, so I don't feel that great, but like, God, I could let this day slip away from me, and I want to be my best. And so I didn't fake it. I let it sit in, and spent some moments being like, where's the gratitude here? You gotta find it, man. You know,
wow.
Take a shower, ride your bike, do whatever. I start every morning with a walk with my dog in the park that's near our house.
Nola, the cutest dog ever.
So it was not allowed. She got kicked out. But
oh no.
Those are moments where even when I'm tired or I didn't sleep, I'm a terrible sleeper. But by the end of a 35, 45, 1 hour walk, really at a really quiet park in the morning, I work through it. And then now I feel like, oh, cool. I'm where I want to be for this conversation. And maybe it took me, some days I wake up and I'm just like, it's on. And that is awesome when you have those moments. And the more you have, I'm impressed. But yeah, it just goes back to like, this is a pursuit. It's not passive.
Wow. I love that so much. And I'm going to ask you a question, kind of shifting just to, I guess, the worldview of everything that's happening right now. I've been actually talking about this with a lot of other people that I've been interviewing too, just with the current state of everything, you know, how do we, where does another best day kind of fit in these times where a lot of people, you know, really right now, I think a lot of us, some of us are living some of our worst days, you know, how does that kind of fit in to kind of where we are now?
Well, I think the word is appropriately, right? Where once again, I don't want to act like this is some salve that we throw on things to like minimize the weight of what's going on, right? Like in relation to what we're doing, which, you know, you mentioned a lifestyle and a clothing company, I'd kind of view Another Best Day as just an extension of Dave and I, which has grown beyond us. We always said, you know, like, it's kind of like we create it, you define it, right? Like it's up to you to understand how Another Best Day fits in your life right now. But I do think more than ever, community is important because we are inundated every day with how different we are and how scared we should be versus how similar we are and how wonderful our differences can be.
Yes, 100%.
Far more good in our differences than there is fear and anxiety and terror. And there's far more similarities of what we're going through more than ever. I find it almost ironic, is too light of a word. It's sad that we're all in something together for the first time outside of maybe the Olympics, right? Every 4 years, that we're all kind of doing together.
Right.
But the Olympics is a lot more fun.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
The Olympics is the perfect version of bringing us together. People who don't even like sports, families get behind and they watch this thing. The pandemic the people in charge of it worldly are really focused in on our difference. Who's handling it better today? Who's handling it worst? Who's, you know, how bad is it here versus how good is it there? Are they responsible? Who's responsible? When ultimately I do think that the greater, you know, outside the kind of stream we get, most of us are like, probably have never been more similar. We're just relying on like, when's it gonna end? When can I go see my grandma without being worried? When, you know, like, I don't care who comes up. I don't care who comes up with the salve that fixes this, the treatment, the vaccine. Like, I'm praying for the whole world right now that someone does it. So like, it's crazy to me. I look at it and say, we've never been on one team more in our life, and yet we are being propositioned to think the exact opposite.
Wow.
And I see the good in that without allowing me to also say like, God, I wish I could go and get a beer with you guys, you know, like the fact.
Absolutely, God, we missed that.
Yeah, and the fact that, but I do feel like we've had to be creative. We've had to, Kate and I with her parents out here, we've had to, you know, limit what we do. And it's a necessary sacrifice so that we can go visit her family and feel good about that we're doing the proper thing. So it it allows you to just kind of, once again, kind of look at each day and say, okay, cool. I'm going to sit on this couch probably.
Right.
And so I might as well do some work, and I might as well connect with people, and I might as well be a little more present, because I can't go do a lot of the other stuff that I typically would kind of fill my time with. And I think it's really valuable for all of us to understand that this is terrible. I'm not making light of it, but I also think it's really, really the most perfect time to look and be like, man, everyone's kind of going through this together. And I don't know if we've ever been in that point.
Right. But I think this is what you're talking about when you say this is the pursuit. Mm-hmm. You're giving us a perfect example of the pursuit. Instead of getting lost in the negativity and the, you know, all the stuff that we're being fed right now and the divisiveness, you're choosing to see it in a way of the togetherness and the similarities. And to me, that's the pursuit in the mindset.
Yeah. And I get caught up in that wheel. I have very strong opinions on the whole thing, right? Especially when it relates to, you know, what's coming up in a couple of weeks, not to make
the election.
But I also like feel like people deserve respect, and I can learn a lot more from talking to someone that I don't necessarily agree with to a certain degree. There's points where it's just like, yeah, we're speaking completely different, not languages, but we're completely just in different language. And so I think that it's important for me to say also, like, I don't stick my head in the ground. I'm there. I see it. I have opinions, but also I don't know. And I came to this pretty quickly early on. I don't know what me getting too worked up on without, you know, I find it that if I donate to something or that I support something, that helps me feel better versus kind of mm-hmm. stewing in it. And I just always try to remember that, like, even the people right now that I couldn't disagree with more on so many things, there's probably a lot of truth between us.
Yeah. But I love that you're choosing the oneness.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's what the pursuit is like, okay, like, yeah, there is the division, there is all this stuff, but you're choosing the oneness. And to me, it's the pursuit of the mindset. And that's not the same thing to me as this like unhealthy positivity. It's choosing to see things as one.
Yeah.
Choosing to see the good, choosing the good.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's an unhealthy positivity.
No, I mean, you're being honest with yourself. Like that's a healthy start. The trick is that you hope the more honest you are, the more you learn about yourself, the more you kind of work through your stuff. The byproduct is probably the exhaust of that engine is more positivity. I'm almost positive, right?
Absolutely.
So you're reworking it for the long haul versus kind of being like, I know I have to do this. I know I have to put on this face. I know, you know, I couldn't be a part of a brand that wasn't super honest on the other end, because like I said, yeah, I wake up and things are tough, or, you know, I stub my toe.
Right.
And it hurts, and it's allowed to hurt for a second. But the idea is to kind of like, is it broken? Things good? Cool. Did I stub my toe on a chair, or did I kick someone? I got to make sure they're okay. And then, let's go. Let's move on, because there's a lot to do and there's not enough time.
Yeah. You just kind of let go into it a little bit. It's really, really, really neat. I love it so much, Brett, seriously. What you're doing, I think, is really, really cool. I'm curious to know, like, what your ultimate goal is now with another best day moving forward. Like, you have a t-shirts that you're wearing. I always see the another best day. Yes. I know people can get those online. You can give all your deets here soon. We'll put in the descriptions, but I'm just curious, with the shirts and the brand, like, what do you want the world to know? What is your ultimate goal?
Well, right now I think ABD has grown with us, right? It's grown with David and myself, and we've had different, you know, for a while we were doing a bunch of content or in the early days, a bunch of guest user generated guest bloggers and, you know, always selling shirts with the idea that if you want to wear your worldview, we want to give you a place to do that. But I think for me, the most important thing for ABD right now is to hear about it from people, to email me at, you know, brett@anotherbestday.com or share it with our Instagram, that we have been notoriously bad on for the pandemic. But
aren't we all?
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure that we weren't being tone deaf too. Sure. There's just a lot of things that needed our attention. But I think doing things like this, allowing people to understand that, like, right now, the most important thing is that we'd love to hear, see, share what your another best day is. So #anotherbestday is something that we, you know, I just love hearing from the community. And it's so cool to see parents and kids and friends of ours and athletes. And we have had from professional athletes to kids to people I haven't heard from in 20 years kind of pop up in our Instagram feed and our inbox with a shirt on or with just like no shirt on at all, no ABD merch anywhere to be seen, but just like, hey, I was thinking about this today and I woke up and this happened, and I got this great picture, and, you know, #anotherbestday. And that to me is what, if I could ask anyone to do anything, is like, let's just get out and try to like think about it. What is another best day? I love it. You define it, right? Like we kind of built the walls and I'm not here to tell you what it is or what it isn't.
I love it. And it's, you're right on brand with the another best day # bringing everybody together, sharing stories, showing everyone how similar we really are in a sense of maybe our experiences look different, but we're all kind of, you know, having similar struggles. That there, it all ties back into certain words like insecurity or worthiness or whatever it might be. You know what I mean? Yeah. I love it. I love it. And if you're interested in wearing some of these worldviews, where do you go to buy a shirt?
It's anotherbestday.com. And, you know, I'll put it out there to your listeners, actually. We are in the process of potentially designing a few new shirts. And one of the coolest things for me is I've always had a brand and an idea, and we used to have a different style of shirt. And we kind of went back to the bare basics to really allow people to, you know, just wear it and not be, I wish it didn't have so much color, or I wish it had more color. And so we went to the basics. And if there's anyone who would be interested in designing a shirt, that's
boom.
We're going to pull a few over the next, you know, quarter or two and, you know, put something up there from, it's time to hear back a little bit more.
I love that. So if you want to share your worldview on a shirt, design one, send it over to Brett, and people can contact you through Instagram.
Yeah, I think that's great. What is mine, Courtney? You'll put it.
Yours is @bhughes, right? Oh my God.
@anotherbestday or @BrettHughes6.
BrettHughes6. Oh my gosh, you just made me brain fart. I was like, oh God, what is your Instagram?
Yeah, I think that maybe shows something good that I don't know. We don't know our Instagrams by heart that I had to check.
We have our priorities straight. You get a gold sticker.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Brett, thank you so much for being on here today. Seriously, I love all that you do. I love you and Kate so much. You guys are just always such an inspiration to me. So thanks for being a part of the Love Freak and sharing a little bit of love with us today.
Yeah, and Court, thank you. Like your friendship has meant the world to me. And I said it before, but I want to say it on air or video or air video, both of them. This is awesome to watch you continue to grow and inspire people and, you know, hopefully unlock some things in yourself. And this podcast has been so cool to watch you connect the dots and bring new voices into my life and to, I think, hopefully everyone else. I think it's just such a cool perspective. So keep doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot, especially coming from you. So thank you so much, Brett. And be sure to check out Brett and Another Best Day and continue in your pursuit to remember the things that are important in this life. I think they're a lot more simple than we realize. It's not about needing to be unauthentically optimistic. It's really just being where you are in the midst of your pursuit to where you're headed. So don't forget, you guys, the Love Freak podcast is now on Spotify, so you can listen there. And if you are a Love Freak regular and you'd like to help support in what we do each week, there's a link in the description where you can send a donation. So you can also send me a voice message too. So that's super fun. But until next week, guys, I hope you have another best day and another one after that. And we'll see you soon. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Love Freak podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe. You can also follow me on Instagram at @thelovefreak_. Don't forget, that's F-R-E-Q. Or to find out more information, you can go to www.thelovefreak.me. Look for a new episode every Tuesday.